This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of all Australian jazz, brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Paula Langlands. In Time is guitarist Nick Vardenegger's second release after his well-received debut recording Inverno in 2014. Nick completed a Bachelor of Music in Jazz Performance at the Sydney Con in 2012. He was nominated for Young Australian Jazz Artist of the Year in 2015 in the 2015 Bell Awards. He relocated to New York City in 2016 and did his Masters of Music and Jazz Studies at New York University in 2018, while being a busy member of the New York jazz scene where he was residing. Point in Time was recorded in New York and also features renowned Grammy-nominated New York trumpeter Michael Rodriguez, who has established himself as one of the leading voices in jazz today. I'm going to open this week's program with two tracks from Nick Vardenegger's recording Point in Time. The first is the title track, and Nick says from his press release, I'll read it for you. It has been a goal of mine to compose a song with a swing feel, yet avoids sounding derivative. This song brings together elements of Wayne Shorter with its chromatic harmonies and odd phrase lengths and hard bop minor themes. This era of jazz has been a significant influence on my music, and I can also hear Rodriguez channeling those influences on this track as well. That was the first track from Nick Vardenegger, and I've stopped before the second so that I can read to you again what he says about this composition. This one's called Rugged Edges, and he says the inspiration for this song came from spending a week in Queenstown, New Zealand, in December of 2014. Each night, the long twilight would cast a majestic glow against the mountain range known as the Remarkables, directly opposite my window. One night, I sat down and wrote the beginning of this piece, inspired by the breathtaking landscape. two tracks from Nick Vardenegger's CD called Point in Time, and the first was the title track and the second was Rugged Edges. It also features New York-based trumpeter Michael Rodriguez. It's an independent, so you may have to look up Nick's address, which is nickvardenegger.com, and that is spelt V-A-R-D-A-N-E-G-A, Vardenegger. After 30-plus years of working as part of other bands' rhythm sections, bassist Howard Cairns decided it was time to actually put some of his own work to paper and see it through to the end, to the completed recording. And the result is a CD now called Newell Waltz. Newell after the highway that leads out of Melbourne. And the other players on this CD are Adam Simmons, tenor saxophone, Stephen Grant, trumpet, Donald Stewart, bass, and Michael Jordan, drums. No, of course, Howard is the bassist. What does Donald Stewart do? Donald Stewart is a trombone player. And Howard, of course, is the bassist. The tune I'm going to play for you is the title track, The Newell Waltz.
Thank you.
Melbourne-based bassist with his quintet, and the CD is called Newell Waltz, and we just played the title track. It's on the Jazzhead label. Here is another guitarist, Tom Ferris, and he's very much influenced by Spanish music, which I must confess, so I'm not influenced by, but I love Spanish music. On this CD, he is collaborating with pianist-keyboardist Stefan Newark. The CD is called The Red Room, and I've chosen two tracks. The first is called Off the, in brackets, Spanish Wall, and the second is called Entr'acte, a very sweet little short track, that second one. Tom Ferris with Stefan Newark. I told you it was a lovely piece. Entr'acte was that one. Prior to that was Off the Spanish Wall, both written by Tom Ferris, guitarist, and Stefan Nowak, pianist. The CD is called The Red Room. It's an independent, but I'm sure if you... Here's tenor saxophonist Richard Megrath with his Gaelic Stair band, and they are, if I can read it with this light writing on a black background, I don't know why they design things that you can't read, but I'll have a go at this. I've been staring at it now since yesterday. Richard plays tenor saxophone, as I said, and then there's Kristen Berardi on voice, Gary Daly on piano, accordion and keyboards, Jonathan Swartz on bass, and Tim Firth on drums. The CD is called A Time, Times and a Half a Time. It's an independent, and the track I'm going to play is called Lone Feast. Thank you. tenor saxophonist Richard Magrath with his composition Lone Feast from the CD A Time, Times and a Half a Time. The 2017 Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival brought Silke Eberhard, who is an alto saxophonist, over to feature in the festival. This particular CD liner note doesn't tell me where Silke comes from, but it sounds as though it's either Sweden or Denmark or Norway, somewhere in that area. And during that time, she got together with our Sandy Evans, who's playing tenor sax or soprano or toys or Suling or flax on this particular recording. It's a duo improvisation recording. And I've chosen to play for you a little short track called Koalas. Eberhard playing alto sax and Sandy Evans playing tenor on a recording that was made for the Sydney International Women's Music Festival in 2017. It's called What She Sees and it's a saxophone duo improvisations recording on the Rufus label. The band guest eight, was the brainchild of Sandy Evans and Tony Gorman around 2007, I think this recording was made. It was an inspiration for a project for a time, but not for a long time. And they recorded their debut CD called Kaleidoscope around then, 2007. It's an extraordinary band for its instrumentation, which includes koto and electronics, and also for the undeniable virtuosity of each player. And they are Tony Gorman, composer and bandleader, Sandy Evans, saxophonist, composer, bandleader, Simon Barker, drums, Paul Cutlin, saxophone, clarinet, Carl Dewhurst, guitarist, composer, Steve Elphick, bass, Satsuki Odomura, koto, Phil Slater, trumpet, and Greg White, computer. I've chosen a composition called A Shower of Sunbeams. Thank you. You are listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me. I'm Paula Langlands, and I'm happy to be here each week to bring you this great Australian jazz. For our final recording this week, we're going to James Greening. James Greening pops up all over the place. He plays in so many bands that you can't possibly keep up. James, if you don't happen to know, is a trombone player and also a pocket trumpet player, and gets his hands on a number of different instruments. In this, his own band, which is called The World According to James, the CD is titled Lingua Franca. And The World According to James is playing the music of Andrew Robson, who happens to be a member of the band in this instance, and in most of the time, I think. James plays trombone and pocket trumpet, as I said, on this recording. Andrew Robson plays alto saxophone. Steve Elphick plays double bass, and Toby Hall drums and tambourine. It's called Tropic of Capricorn, written by Andrew Robson. So until next week, take care. Thank you.
to say.